Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
the stories I hear first in school about science or about anything seem to have almost a magical fairy tale nature to them. They're very simple, easy to understand, and everyone says the same thing. It's only later in life that you discover, oh, there's a bit more to it. Oh, no, that didn't happen that way. And when you come to teach it yourself, you're sort of torn between how much you do know and how much you taught and the story that everyone wants to know. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific, and I'm having a scientific conversation with you. So I hope that you are able to benefit, as I benefit from speaking to you. Now, the story that happened with me is the learning that about the Rutherford experiment. And so this is way back in 1913. This New Zealand person, physicist called Rutherford, up in Manchester, was involved, as it said, had an experiment which he conducted, and he fired alpha particles at gold foil, very thin gold foil. And these alpha particles went straight through the gold foil, so we're told, and that's how he concluded that most of the space of gold foil is in fact empty. In fact, if you try and hit something and things go straight through it, it's mostly invisible or empty. That's the story that I learned at school. I know that's very much the story that I want to, that you're encouraged to teach later on. But it so happened that I've learnt, bit by bit, learnt different pieces of paper and had different bits of experience, read different papers, that slowly the story transformed into a much more complex story. And so what happens is that when you first encounter the task, you know, you have to teach this, you say, oh, well, look, this is a more complex story. And last night I went through and told you off the top of the head what I understood my story was. And it's good that that's largely true. But I think the interesting thing is that it really requires a deep studying of it. So what's the key points? There's sort of three stories. The third story you'll hear now. The first story is the simplistic story that you teach at school, people teach at school, that this person, Ernst Rutherford, a Kiwi up in, think about that, I think that may be the Braggs, I may have that confused. So again, someone up in Britain, a British scientist, really go back and think about that. So Braggs from New Zealand, where's Rutherford from? Okay, so Rutherford is this a person, a famous person, on the same level sort of Einstein. So Einstein and Rutherford would have known each other for sure. These very famous physicists from the golden age of physics, where classical physics was coming to an end and modern physics was being born. So these are very, you tell the story of these people, you tell the story of the birth of modern physics in a way that children can understand. But he had this experiment, the school version, version A, is that he had this experiment, and it had a particular result where the gold was shown to be mostly empty space, because a gold foil, particles could go straight through it, and occasionally a particle would scatter backwards. And that's story A. Story B is a little bit closer to what I had remembered, a series of experiments where people working for him, Geiger and Marsden, developed a series of experiments, and at a particular experiment where they got very good results, they got a few degrees of angle of measurement. Rutherford measured this and made a bold prediction, and then they built an experiment which proved his prediction. So this is truly very sciencey, but it's not the way that it's told. It's a fundamental difference. That's not that he walked in, saw an experiment, and they said, hey, explain this. He had made a fairly good model first, and they just proved the model with the experiment. An incredible reversal to it. And so that's the B level. It's something that you learn. If you're not going to rally or rail against being told something incorrect. You just note it. Oh, no, that's slightly different. Oh, this is how it works. That's sort of general things that happen in life. You learn a simple version of life at school, and as you go out to work, you learn a more complex thing. It's the problem is that do you actually go back and retell that simple version of things, and what's the ethics of that? But really, what has happened is I've gone back and I went to find a general article on this to make sure that I was saying